You're listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF-FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's dance-off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hey there, folks. It's Marty here. It's another Friday night. Hey Kids Comics. As always, we got Chris Gilpin here. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, and you?
No problem.
Good, good.
And Sam's just changed his pants, and he's on his way. Don't even ask.
Hi, everybody. Hi, you know what? Everybody. I almost feel that we need to ask by that because it might sound like terrible.
Well, what? I mean, you know.
I just want everybody to know I didn't actually. I had to change.
You're
my pants.
Out of breath because okay. You had to change your pants. Really, that's all that needs to be mentioned.
That's all we need to say. It just sounds worse than it really is.
No,
it is pretty
really.
Bad.
No, that's fine. It'll just sound
I'm
worse
just
if
really
you explain it.
I'm just glad I had an extra pair of pants in the car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Extra pair of pants. So, hey, Friday night, 8 o'clock, comic books. Hey, that's kids, right. Comics. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We're gonna. I think Chris here's got some
news
that he did some research on, and since we didn't do the news last time, we're going to do it this time.
All right,
So what have you got there, Chris?
Oh, we're going to start there, are we?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw you right into it.
Should we go with the stuff I missed last week, or just
sure,
go with the news stuff?
Whatever.
All right, let's go.
Either way, we'll get distracted and talk about something else.
Exactly. All right. So where do we start? Okay. Let's start at the bottom, I guess. So we know that this year's Fan Expo will be Stan Lee's last Fan Expo.
Actually, right. I was reading something weird about that, and it seems really unusual because everybody is saying that New York is going to be his last one. Now, on the calendar, is that after Fan Expo in New York?
Yeah, because Fan Expo is his last Canadian Fan Expo appearance.
Okay.
They announced today or yesterday that New York Comic Con will be his last New York Comic Con this year.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's finishing up.
But the thing is that the article that I was reading from, you know, a well-known comic book press, not Rich Johnson Bleeding Cool. it's not because that's not a reputable site. But anyways, they were saying that New York is his last period.
Okay.
Wow,
so I wasn't sure. Does New York come after Fan Expo?
Yeah, it's
and
October.
It is? Okay, so that is possibly his last one ever.
But his own show, what's it called?
Kamikaze,
takes place after that, apparently.
But that doesn't mean he'll be there.
Well, yeah. They didn't say whether he'll be there or not. So.
Well, you know what? I think it's good that Stan is stepping back and maybe can retire and a little bit. You know, he's been so relentless over the last couple of years making appearances. I don't know, last time I saw him was maybe about 4 years ago, and he seemed to me to be extremely tired and extremely cranky, like he just needed like he wanted a nap or something, you know?
Well, he was, when I saw him, I did that special Meet Stan ticket at Fan Expo, he was not feeling well. His handler or manager or whatever wanted him to cancel it, but he did it. He wanted to do it, so he was there, and he seemed fine. He told me I was doing a great job when I got my picture with him, so that's all that mattered.
Okay,
you're doing a good job.
You know what? It's in its own weird way. Like, you know, you gotta there just comes a time you gotta stop.
Oh yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So I think it's great that Stan's going to be able to maybe rest for a little while.
It's like that with every job, right?
But I remember a number of years ago when Leonard Nimoy said that he wasn't going to do any more, and then he came back and did at least another 5 or 6.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah, I remember going to a Leonard Nimoy appearance one time, and it was supposed to be like, it wasn't even like an autograph thing. It wasn't a Fan Expo. It was like he was retired from the circuit, and he was doing a talk on whales.
Okay.
And then, but then I've had at least 4 opportunities to see him at convention since. So, yeah, there was a time that Nimoy stopped, made his final goodbyes, and came was back.
He,
so
was he specifically talking about the whales from Star Trek?
He did talk about those whales actually.
You know, did he mind meld with them?
It was just some kind of charity thing for whales, but yes, that those whales did come up quite a lot actually.
That's my whale song.
Okay, a couple brief tidbits from last week. Killing Joke, the animated movie release date. Mm-hmm. Digitally, July 26th. Home Blu-ray, August 2nd.
Did you see the trailer for that?
I did, yeah.
I kind of watched it myself, and I didn't think it was... I mean, it looks okay for an animated cartoon, but it seems like they didn't quite get Bolin's art quite right.
It's also hard to
animate that kind of stuff.
To animate, sure. But also to do a trailer for an R-rated movie and not show too much R-rated stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
To say that.
I'm sure it's going to be R-rated more because of the subject matter as opposed to... I don't anticipate everybody running around dropping F-bombs and you know, walk around in torn fishnets with their butt cheeks hanging out. Oh, wait. That's on its way. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
That's
right.
We went to the Ottawa Comic Convention, Ottawa Comic Con last weekend, and there was quite a few cosplayers dressed up as the movie Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys in particular looked fantastic in those satin shorts. Well, those lads were dedicated.
Yes. New Mutants movie. Apparently, Professor X will be part of the cast. Mm-hmm. So does that mean...
is that Patrick X-Men Stewart? Apocalypse or the one after?
I don't know.
Well, I did see that somewhere last week in the news that Patrick Stewart has signed in for the next Wolverine movie.
So yeah, now the debate is the New Mutants, right? Is it going to be James... Mm-hmm. What's his name? McAvoy. And a kind of related note, it's kind of, and this I think is just one of those internet rumors, but the Spider-Man Homecoming, I don't know if you guys saw the rumor that... D'Onofrio is apparently doing his Kingpin.
Oh, wow.
From the Daredevil. Now,
that'd be awesome.
Talk about not reputable sites.
Yeah,
that was probably one of them.
Okay.
That's just a fan wish, probably, which would be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
And just from last week, so we know there's going to be a new Superman based out of China?
Yeah.
Yes.
China?
That's right.
Apparently, in like issue 2, they were also be introducing a Chinese version of Batman and Wonder Woman, which I thought was interesting.
Interesting, but I give it 6 issues.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the whole Batman Incorporated thing, if that's... I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's... just, like, I'm going to read the book when it comes out.
Yeah, me too. It's on my list.
But I'm sure it's going to tank.
It's really on your list? It's like one of the ones I'm least excited about.
Well, I just to give it a try and see.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying you're.
You never know. It could be DC's.
You're
next
mentally deficient for wanting to do that. I'm just saying that it's not. I'm personally not into that one.
Well, for me, it's something different.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what I want. I'm also going back and getting that whole Superman storyline that's going on now. I don't know if it's Superman Dies or Superman the one that they're leading up to next week's. Rebirth number.
Oh, okay,
one.
Yeah.
So there's a storyline that's been running through Superman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So
shows you that we're not reading that book, are you?
Well, today I grabbed part 7.
Okay.
And last week I got at Ottawa 5 and 6, mm-hmm. which apparently in number 5 I hadn't read it yet. In part 5, they introduced the character who's going to become the Chinese Superman. Apparently.
Oh, okay.
So now I got to find part 1, 2, 3, and 4 somewhere.
All right. Well,
I'll figure that out.
But, personally, I am not going to miss that Superman. The new one?
The
new 52 Superman. Good riddance.
Well, thanks to Martin's advice, I've been reading the Superman Lois and Clark or whatever it's called.
Is that better?
So good.
It is very good.
It's
I'm only
so
3
good.
Issues in.
I love it.
Yeah. And for
book.
Anybody that's not listening to or reading that book, that's the pre-Flashpoint Superman that was married to Lois Lane. And they have a kid, and through some wormhole thingy that...
Convergence, right?
Yeah, through Convergence, they end up on this Earth, and they're kind of hiding out. So they took the last name White, didn't they? Like Perry White?
Yeah, that's right.
So they're hiding out. So the story is that he's going to become the Superman as the new 52 Superman passes away. So
apparently. We're speculating, but it seems pretty apparent.
There's a lot of problems with the new 52. I don't know if Superman's necessarily the worst of the offenders.
Not the worst.
He's not, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to cry over this. I think everybody's looking forward to this. Everybody's enthusiastic definitely. About this change.
Well, let's.
Who do you guys think was the worst? I think the I think the Teen Titans and Blackhawks got the worst kick in the pants.
Tim Drake for sure.
Definitely.
Tim Drake as part of the Titans and as Robin. I mean, they just mishandled that from the get-go, and some of the trade paperbacks have been edited, you know, retroactively.
Wow, really?
From the regular titles because some, you know, continuity big gaffes were made, and I mean, just. The whole thing. I mean, oh, you weren't a Robin ever. What? What do you mean he wasn't a Robin?
But what about Earth 2?
That
was changed
so
completely.
Bad.
Well, if you think about it from a point of it's not necessarily our Earth 2.
Yeah, it's
like
definitely
a totally different pocket universe where they introduced everybody. Mm-hmm. They didn't actually... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole Alan Scott thing was kind of...
Very badly done.
You know, mishandled. And I read some of it. I tried to get into it.
I tried. I gave it a good try. Yeah. Because James Robinson started that, and I've always been a big fan of Robinson's writing.
Yeah.
So I had faith in Robinson, and I think he tried. I think he really gave it the try. He just wasn't given the characters that he wanted to write.
Yeah. And, I mean...
Again, a big part of the New 52 was the problem that there was too much editorial mandate. And I think Earth 2 is a huge example of that.
Yeah. And, one of the issues with Convergence is that it revolved around Earth 2. Mm. Like, that was the main...
Yeah.
It was the characters from Earth 2, which, you know, Convergence itself was... Yeah. But...
I don't think anyone's going to be sad to see that change. I'm still not seeing a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of pessimism out there. A lot of people are like, you know, oh, I'm done. They're rebooting everything again. I'm done.
No, but it's not a reboot. There's I'm so done. Much stuff that I'm excited about with the new reboot, the rebirth. There's so much I'm excited about.
Now, one thing I put on the Facebook page, I'm not sure if you guys saw, is that Dan DiDio had a little interview. And basically he said that one of the philosophies that they're trying to do here is, rather than have 6 or 7 Batman family titles, let's have one Batman book or two Batman books that come out pretty much weekly, right? Batman's going to come out twice a month. Detective's going to come out twice a month. So that's basically a Batman book every week. And introduce some of these alternate storylines, these alternate characters within the main frame of the book. The one example is Gotham by Midnight. Mm-hmm. Now, Gotham by Midnight was a great little miniseries.
Great. It was a one-shot.
No, it was a
Gotham
was a series.
By Midnight? No, it was a one-shot. Oh, I'm thinking of Gotham by Gaslight.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
dude. Talking New 52.
Sorry, dude.
That's the 90s, man. Can you get into this century?
Sorry, Gotham. But what was that called? Gotham by Midnight?
Yeah, that's the one with
the Spectre.
The Spectre.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah. Because if I didn't know any better, I'd say a cat peed on you. But he was saying that that book, even though those characters were really cool and it was part of Gotham and it was a little paranormal detective organization within the Gotham PD, not a lot of people jumped on board with it. Not a lot of people checked it out. If they had put that storyline in the Batman title, and just had Batman make an appearance or two, like, there's no reason why Batman has to be the character in the Batman book every week. That it may have been more successful. It may have introduced those characters to more people, you know, as opposed to, like, I'll give you my dollar if you entertain me for the month, but don't dilute the product so much that I can't give you all the dollars because there's just so many titles. Like, do we need 5 Avengers books?
No.
Or would you rather see a weekly Avengers book that is really awesome? Give me 4 issues a month, sure, but make it coherent and stuff. I pay for that.
One title that I'm really surprised it's coming back, and I'm glad because I buy the title and I really enjoy it, is Gotham Academy.
Yeah, but that's not really part of this. It is coming back-ish, and they kind of semi-announced it. But it's almost like it's either they're not trying to overly promote it, or it's sort of like this tangential. Well, we still have a little bit of paid for material. Let's put it out there. So I don't know how that's going to pan out, but it's definitely not going to be
Wayne
a major
Manor?
Focus. Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, that was that Wayne.
No, that wasn't Gotham Academy. That was. That was like goth, an Arkham book. Of
yeah,
some sort.
Arkham Manor.
Arkham Manor.
That's where yeah. Arkham Asylum was destroyed. Yeah. And
Gotham Academy is a private school in Gotham that Bruce Wayne actually helps fund.
Oh, okay.
And it's right.
So let me get this straight. Gotham Academy is this academy that's in Gotham. Because
yeah.
I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, that's exactly. But they've had some really fun stuff. Like, you know, Damian Wayne was enrolled there briefly.
Yeah, but you gotta admit.
Man-Bat is, what's his, Kirk Langstrom?
Yeah.
He's a professor there.
Oh, okay.
So they've had Man-Bat. Killer Croc has shown up.
But you gotta admit that when they got that yearbook storyline, it just went to...
Oh, God, the yearbook storyline's so terrible.
So, yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yearbook story. That's why I'm glad that it's coming back and to see them do a bit another story. The only good thing about the yearbook storyline is that it introduced Egghead and the Bookworm from Batman 66 into the regular Batman continuity.
I did not know that.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Nice. Yes, it was.
So brought those characters in.
That was so awesome, but.
So I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I've literally given up on all my Marvel books because of Civil War and Secret War and Civil Secret War and
Age of Apocalypse and 2.
Age of
I gotta admit that
Civil Secret War.
There's a couple. I'm not buying as much DC as Marvel as I was, but there's a few that when I was looking through my stuff recently that I'm thinking is on the.
On the bubble.
I think the Miles Morales Spider-Man book's on the bubble.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's not doing anything or going anywhere. It's not moving forward.
I killed all of mine except Guardians of the Galaxy I'm still getting. I put Black Panther back on.
Okay.
Like I got
after the movie.
I dropped Black Panther before the first issue came out because I thought I was getting too many books. Then I read the first issue and it was amazing. Then we saw the movie, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is really good. And he really mirrored the comic book a lot. Mm-hmm. So then I picked up issue two. I'm like, okay, I'm putting it back on.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Darth Vader, but that's getting ended at 25.
I was shocked. Hawkeye's done.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I didn't realize Hawkeye was being canceled.
I just don't think that second Hawkeye series caught the same magic that the first one did.
It didn't, but I loved it. And I'm just like, what happens next? Like, where do I get my Kate Bishop fix from here on in?
Well, I know, right? But I know where you can get art like that. There's this guy down on the street there that has, like, pencils and a piece of paper. Scrawl stuff for you. Hey, you let me draw. I draw whatever you want.
I've never read it. Is it comic book Hawkeye or movie Hawkeye?
Comic book Hawkeye.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Yeah. Not really, but anyway.
No.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, yeah. No,
this is definitely comic book Hawkeye.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the first run of his newer book, not the one that just got canceled, but the previous one that got ended and then renumbered for no reason. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marvel.
Yeah,
he buys a brownstone in New York and decides to move into it and doesn't tell anybody who he is. Doesn't tell anybody he's an Avenger.
Right.
And the Russian mob comes in and it's just this hilarity ensues.
But a big part of it too, it's all about the relationship between. Clint Barton and Kate Bishop, who I guess he didn't mentor, but...
Well, was dead...
Okay, is that
because,
how that
Because, you
happened?
Know, Marvel kills more people than DC does and brings them back.
Yeah.
See, I never ever met... Like, I never saw Kate Bishop in a book until I bought that Hawkeye number one.
Well, she was in that Young Avengers.
I understand. Yeah, I've done my research, so yeah. I know where she's come from, but
that was
a
good book.
But I've never ever seen her before, and then all of a sudden, I started reading... You know, that Hawkeye series, and it was like all of a sudden Kate Bishop was like, I just fell in love with her, and the chemistry between her and Clint is just brilliant. If a lot of people out there know, Hawkeye has always been about, you know, amassing all these conquests, and Kate Bishop is probably the first time he's ever had a female relationship that's not about sex. It's not about, you know, getting her in bed. It's about
like
actually
figures,
it's a daughter fit, more like a sister.
Young sister.
Baby sister. And it is a... And,
definitely
and
mentoring.
Mentoring, but she can kick his ass, and she does. Like, she's just... She doesn't put up with his crap.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was the beauty of that Hawkeye series, and also the next one was the interplay between Clint and Kate, and that, to me, was it.
You should definitely look up those that first Young Avengers series.
Yeah,
but the first one, not the ones that came after.
But
Marvel, you know, ended the issue and started it up with a number one again.
Yeah. I had it somewhere. I don't even know if I have it
anymore. I know I still have it. It had publishing issues because it was written by somebody who does TV. I can't remember what his name is. Or a couple of guys that write for TV as well, so it came out a little bit sporadically, but it was fantastic.
Was she like sort of the hit character that came out of that?
I would think so, for sure.
Yeah, I can't think of any of them are still really.
Well, they have their own title, so it's still going. Yeah. So okay. I mean, they're still there, but she definitely got promoted up the most.
Yeah, she did it. She did recently. They put her in a couple of issues of Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
And that was fun, too, to see her, teaming up with Wolverine.
But I'm sure that's on the strength of that first. That was Jeff Lemire, wasn't it, who wrote that?
Yeah.
Matt Fraction.
It was Matt Fraction.
Matt Fraction wrote the first.
Lemire did the second one.
He did the second one.
Yeah.
But that, just on the strength of that story itself and that popularity, she really took off. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shall we digress back to DC?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. Let's go back to DC.
So there was an interview, a longish interview, Dan Didio and Jim Lee on Newsarama.com. I don't know if that's a respectable news source.
Well, Newsarama can be really good sometimes. Yeah. It's not when they're doing their top 10 list clickbait bull crap where it's like,
oh yeah, those top 10.
Oh my God,
lists.
I hate that stuff. It's top 10 best comic book movies of all time. But the list doesn't go past 1999. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't go, Superman with Christopher Reeve is never in that list,
No, yeah.
And I hate that crap. But otherwise, I like Newsarama.
Well, I pulled some stuff
out. I go to them every day.
Yeah.
We kind of love you, Newsarama.
we like Bleeding Cool, too. They're just illiterate and have full of spelling mistakes and can't string together an English language sentence, even though they're from England. And, they take a teeny, tiniest little fragment and turn it into a... Teeny tiny story.
Guess what site is never going to be endorsing our show?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Anyway.
So I'm just going to read some of this that I pulled out. So the company's marketing for Rebirth is also an admission that something is missing in quotation marks. And it's also quotation marks back to the basics. Almost a reset, they say. So Jim Lee... I think as exciting as the New 52 was, it didn't address certain elements of my phone going off. It didn't address certain elements that were very unique and identifiably DC. And I think over the years, as we moved the New 52 forward, we realized that we were missing an opportunity by overlooking things like legacy and generations and the things that were a hallmark of the DC universe.
God. So
like,
basically,
where is the Justice Society?
I'm sorry. But basically what they're saying is that wow, we screwed up without saying they screwed up.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, let's turn this down.
Basically saying that, the New 52 was a big giant mistake full of crap, but we're not going to say that because, oh, God, those guys drive me crazy.
Now, I get blamed a lot for disagreeing with everybody for just the sake of disagreeing.
Yeah.
That's not what I do. Yes. I just pointing out the other side of the coin.
Okay, let's
agree with you that the New 52 was...
Can I get a fist bump on that?
Yeah. Right, that was not my favorite in any way, shape, or form. There were some nice moments in there, but, and you can't deny that it did give the whole industry a bit of a boost and stuff like this. That's fine, okay, whatever, for the first year or two. And then the shine quickly eroded.
Very quickly.
And dropped off from there. But would we be saying the same thing if it brought in a whole slew of new readers and they replaced us and it was like the number one company? Would we sour grapes be sitting there going, oh, vindication?
But it didn't bring in a bunch of new readers.
It could have, though.
But it didn't because it sucked.
Well, it didn't because there's nobody out there with the attention span to spend $5 on 22 pages of scribbling.
I don't know.
Unless it beeps and bops and is on YouTube and... My kids were watching YouTube. I'm like, what are you watching? We're watching this guy playing a video game. I'm like, you can play that video game. No, it's more fun, Dad, to watch this guy play it.
Wow.
Really?
But you know what, though, I have noticed, we've gone to comic shops and we've seen there are young readers. There are kids that are into this. I mean, it still is just as popular as ever. Kids are buying comic books, just maybe not as much as when we... But hell, guys?
I don't think kids are buying comic books.
No?
Define kid. If you're talking like 22-year-olds, yes. But I don't think the average 8-year-old is buying a comic book. I don't think the average 10-year-old, 12-year-old is spending their allowance on comic books.
But maybe they eventually will. Maybe they'll do their paychecks when they hit 20.
But again, I was going to get my daughter Erin on the show one of these days because she is a voracious reader and she reads comic books nonstop, but not the kind of comic book you and I think of in any way, shape, or form.
She's like, shown me some of
those
books. There's
this dedicated section at Chapters that has all these young reader books, and I thought they were chapter books, and she's reading, you know, real books, and you go over there and no, they're graphic novels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was showing me some of them. Stuff I've never heard of by publishers that I've never seen.
Exactly. So, I mean, that stuff seems to be going well.
Yeah. So Didio, his was on a character by character basis. What Rebirth is really doing is getting them back to their core concepts of what makes those characters great.
Didio can kiss my ass. You know what? I have a great Didio story that someone in the comic industry told me that I can't tell on air. Have I told you guys that story before?
Well, I don't know. Why are you bringing it up on air if you can't tell us?
Yeah, tell us later.
I know. I'll have to tell you guys later. But it just, this is, now I've met Dan, and I've enjoyed visiting with him. I like talking to him. I think he's quite a character. I think he's a guy who gets excited about comics.
Yeah.
Okay, but I also think he's one of these guys who gets excited and goes, oh my God, we can do this. What if we did this? Oh my God. What if we killed Batman? Yeah. We'll kill Batman.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think to himself, wait, how are we going to bring back Batman?
Yeah, but that works for Marvel.
You know? Well,
yeah. Let's kill Spider-Man. Let's bring back Spider-Man. Let's make Spider-Man Dr. Octopus.
But I think they
let's
probably
kill Dr. Octopus Spider-Man.
And now they're bringing back Dr. Octopus.
Let's bring back Dr. Octopus.
They are.
Jean Grey, come on now. How many times does that poor girl need to die?
No, they are bringing back Doc Ock, actually. That is in the works. But
I don't know what you're talking about. Whenever Uncle Dan comes over for family dinner, all we talk about is All Dressed Chips. He doesn't talk about comics at all.
Uncle Dan?
Never mind.
Did you?
Oh, it's true. He is into that. I've met Dan, but I think he gets excited about comics. He loves comics, but he doesn't think in the big picture. He really, I just don't think he thinks of the big picture. And this is a perfect example where now that they're like, shit, we screwed up because we didn't think of the big picture. And now we need to backtrack. We need to backpedal. But we can't actually just say we screwed up.
Right.
And we knew they screwed up. We've been saying for a long time they screwed up.
Well, the money's not there. The revenue's not there. So everybody knows that this initiative was not successful.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they're finally sort of acknowledging it.
There you go.
If Geoff Johns was solely in charge, this would have never happened.
Oh, that's another thing we got to talk about, but that's after. Oh, go ahead.
Well, maybe this is related. Warner Brothers has reorganized its DC-based films under the new DC Films banner led by Geoff Johns and John Byrne.
Now, Marvel Studios has Kevin Feige.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Feige is a...
Feige?
I understand it's pronounced Feige, but... He is a huge mass... I listen to podcasts from Hollywood, thank you very much. And they say Feige.
God, I've missed you.
And
I just want to put that in right there.
Kevin Smith says Feige.
I've missed you so much. Everybody.
Bernardin says Feige.
Over the last couple weeks, I've barely had a chance to hang out with these guys outside of the studio. And just sitting here listening to you, I'm just like, oh my God. Like I'm just remembering why I love you so much.
There you go.
Anyways,
Kevin Feige.
I love you too, Chris.
Kevin Feige's in charge of Marvel Studios.
Sorry.
Yes. He's a big comic book fanatic, big fan. So he's very hands-on. He runs around. He says, okay, who really knows the Avengers?
Yeah.
Let's get them on the lot. Let's get them to tell us stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith tells this very famous story of when he was writing a script for the Superman Returns movie.
Yes.
And they brought him for a meeting at Warner Brothers, and he was like, well, why are you bringing me into this meeting? Why don't you bring in what was his name? Carlin. What's Carlin's first name? Mike Carlin. Carlin. Who is... the editor of the Superman comics, has written Superman comics, lives and breathes Superman comics, knows more about Superman than most people alive do. Why aren't you bringing him in? Oh, because he's the comic book guy. We are the movie guys.
Yeah.
But doesn't he also tell that story where he said that he brought up Kal-El and they didn't even know who that was?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
So from a movie point of view, now Feige here, he's not exclusive like that. He includes, so he knows, okay, oh, you're going to do this comic book. Well, here's 16 trade paperbacks. Read about it so you know what this character is. Yeah. And it shows in the movie.
It really does.
Whereas the Warner Brother movies, it's like Zack Snyder is like, oh, I hate superhero movies. Why are you making them then?
Yeah.
Poorly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Johns is one of the guys. I don't know the other fellow. John Berg. John Berg. I don't know him.
Berge, if you want to pronounce it that way. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's it. I am awesome. I am literally going to try to get Kevin Feige on the phone. I am going to try to get Kevin Feige on the phone.
I couldn't resist that one.
That's anyways, great. But Jeff Johns is going to be one of two people in charge of the movie now. So he's going to have all that creative control. Now, he's had a lot of the guiding control in the TV shows.
Oh, Jeff Johns has?
Jeff Johns has.
And the TV shows have been actually really well done.
He basically creates the character Bibles that they all use. So if they're like, hey, Jeff, does the Green Arrow ever do this? Jeff would be like, no. So they won't do that.
Okay, like, does the Green Arrow make shepherd's pie? They're like, no, he makes chili.
Yeah, so he's going to be kind of like the Warner Brothers version of Feige.
Wow.
They're spinning off a division all to itself called DC Films that answers only to the board of directors, doesn't answer to the Warner Brothers studio people. So all of a sudden, the movie people are being removed from this situation. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, I think you're going to see more coherence, more light, more brightness, more.
Thank God,
you know, like I don't think you're God. Gonna. I don't think you're gonna see Superman's underwear anytime
soon.
Red underwear.
I just don't want to see. I did read this week that they're going to be doing Harley Quinn solo film.
Yeah, yeah.
Which well, of course we knew that was no, it's just going to be a Deadpool ripoff.
We knew that was going to. Yep. Well, it's going to be part of the Suicide Squad. Yeah. But the other part of that story that I was talking about that we were going to get back to, we're going to get back to right now, Mister. I'm going to sidetrack the conversation. Mr. Cat P.
Hey, did you guys see the
no, we didn't. We're talking about this thing else.
Powerless yesterday?
No, we didn't. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But the other thing, the other problem here is, the other problem with this is that Jeff Johns is the one who's bringing the rebirth in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's the one guiding this.
So he's split.
He's not, he's himself has said he's not writing a single comic book after Rebirth number one.
Yeah.
He's not involved in any way because he's going to be steering the movie ship.
Yep.
So where does that leave us with this ship that's about to dock called Rebirth without a captain behind the wheel? Please tell me Uncle Dan and Jim Lee are not going to step in and go, we can do this, because you can't. You just proved that you can over the past few years.
Prove that you can't.
So what are they going to do? Like who's... the Grant Morrison Rebirth? Like who's going to be in charge?
Don't get Morrison involved. Like, does Grant Morrison still write for DC?
Yeah, yeah.
What's he writing these days? I know I'm not buying it.
Well, when he just finished that, what is it, Multiplicity.
Okay.
See, which, I stopped... Multiversity or whatever, which was 10 years in the making and was atrocious.
I stopped doing drugs when I was in university, so I don't understand Grant Morrison. Yeah. Unless you're doing a bunch of shrooms or acid and maybe a little bit of E, Grant Morrison doesn't make sense.
I think that's funny. Sam just said he doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, really.
I don't do
What's your medicine cabinet look like?
Oh, yeah. Well,
because I'm on a lot of... I was going to say amphetamines, but that's totally wrong. Antihistamines. Antihistamines.
Right, antihistamines. Okay, right. Okay.
Anyways, next.
Well, that's it. But apparently they're not wasting any time because the duo's already been added as producers for the Justice League movie.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. They're going to be stomping all over that, and
we'll see.
You're going to see Zack Snyder kind of pushed to the side, and Affleck,
oh,
and
oh, God, I just want
Jeff
Zack
Johns.
Snyder gone. Can't they just get rid of Zack Snyder? Seriously.
Well, he did a horrible job on the X-Men. He did a horrible job on Superman.
Seriously. Oh, I got so many bad things I could say right now that I won't. Like, I don't want to go there. My brain's gone there, but I don't want to go there.
It's got
to
be contracts. There's got to be contracts.
God, can't we get him in jail?
Get him in jail.
They've tried. They almost did it. I don't know. I just send him to Thailand.
Hey. Anyways. Let's not get into get sued here.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways. So that's that.
That's that.
That's that.
That. Is that the end of the news?
It's the end of the news.
So did you guys see the trailer to Powerless?
No, I didn't. No.
It was released yesterday on a really crappy site that wasn't YouTube. And it was really, really hard to watch because it kept stopping, I think, because so many people were trying to watch it. Vanessa Hudgens is so adorable. I really like her. I've always liked her. I always felt that she's gotten... nobody took her seriously after High School Musical. Nobody took... A lot of those kids were actually pretty talented, but they've all... Their careers have all flopped.
Yeah.
But Vanessa Hudgens, she's so adorable, and she's so funny. And there's a Crimson Fox shows up in the... in the trailer. But she looks more like Lady Satan. Anybody know her? She was in the what was that Dynamite series with of where they took all the characters that publishing rights had all kind of
expired.
And
The Supers.
So Supers, wasn't that, right?
No,
right,
Superpowers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something. And remember, and
what Green Llama and all them guys.
Yeah, she they made her look like this character named Lady Satan from
Llama,
that series.
Boy, but, super, I know what you mean now.
Yeah, but it really looks like it could be
what
a really...
What's it called? Superpowers, yeah, isn't it?
Superpowers Project or something.
Superpowers Project.
Or Project Superpowers or
something like that. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it looks like it could be a powerless, could be, look like it looks like it's going to be a fun show. I don't think it'll last. I mean, if Agent Carter can get canceled, Powerless doesn't have a chance. But I know I'll be watching every episode.
Wasn't it like a whole season ordered for Powerless?
I don't know.
I feel like a whole season was ordered.
Yeah. The other thing
that doesn't mean anything. I mean, Firefly got pulled off the air with the whole season.
The other thing is they've released some more details about the Archie TV series, Riverdale.
See, I wasn't going to bring that up at all tonight.
And they have revealed that over the summer, Archie has been sleeping with Miss Grundy.
Oh, Jeannie Burns.
Archie and Miss Grundy have had an affair, and now he is blackmailing Miss Grundy. This is part of the story, folks.
Please tell me Miss Grundy looks a lot like Marissa Tomei's Aunt May.
Miss Grundy is going to be de-aged a lot, apparently. Yeah. And you know what? I've been really... And Riverdale, you know, they've said it's going to be a mid-season replacement. It's not going to be a regular series, thank God. But I just... And, you know, and I'm on the net. I'm on all these different Archie message boards, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are really excited about this. I don't know who these people are, but there are a lot of people. And then there's guys like me that just want it to die a horrible, brutal, awful, crazy death.
Those are the same guys that are like, oh, can we please have another Avengers title? There's not enough Avengers titles. Yeah. We need more Avengers.
So just to break it all down, this is all stuff that has happened in the series. Okay, so Archie's sleeping with Miss Grundy. Oosh. Betty's a drug addict and a cutter. Reggie's an alcoholic. Kevin Keller's is a sex maniac. Jughead, who's played by one of the Sprouse twins, has hearing problems and... hates Archie. Veronica's poor. Jason Blossom's dead, but nobody cares about him anyway.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, the other Blossom, I don't know. What's next? Is Dilton going to be bringing a gun to school?
Who?
I
know. Hot Dog's going to be a cat.
Hot Dog's going to be a cat, you know?
Who?
That's Archie's dog.
Yeah, you know.
Read a comic.
Is Moose going to be, like, you know, smacking around Midge? I mean.
Is Rich Rich what?
Moose is going to be the 4-foot nerd in the back with the glasses and the calculator. Oh, they're going to switch roles.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you guys saw a few months ago. I remember some of the guys from Archie thought this was really, really, really funny. But when they were announcing a lot of the casting, I actually tried to start a campaign that went through all the message boards. A lot of people thought it was funny to get Veronica Lodge to be played by, that actor, that guy.
Marissa Tomei.
No. No, the guy from The Last King of Scotland.
Peter Frampton.
From The Butler. The big black man with a lazy eye.
The guy that he's in the new Star Wars.
Denzel Washington.
No, with the lazy eye.
Barack Obama.
He was in.
I'm loving this because every time I do this,
he was in Good Morning Vietnam.
He always names all sorts of weird guys. Forrest Whitaker for Pete's sakes.
Thank you, Forrest Whitaker as Veronica Lodge. And what my point was.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Whitaker.
Whitaker.
What my point was is the casting was just so wacky with everything they were doing, and I just thought, you know, it just made sense to me. I mean, if you're going to do bad cast, like, who's the one person that would be the most least like Veronica Lodge? And the worst casting I could think of was Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. That show I might watch, though. You know, it's like...
I hear Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be the principal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Luke Perry's Archie's dad.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah, anyway.
Where's that Archie?
So anyways, I'm not excited about the show. I'm not even ever going to watch an episode. I don't care if it becomes a runaway hit. I'm out. I just can't do it.
It sounds more Twin Peaky than...
what Archie. They've basically done is they've just created their own series, and they've just put the characters on the names on the characters so they could have
to
a
draw
license.
People, yeah,
to have a license, and that's all it is. Yeah. And unfortunately, as I hear through the grapevine, that Archie, the company themselves, is putting everything that they have into this. You know, they're really putting their whole company on this, and if the show fails, what's going to happen to the company? You know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on behind the scenes at Archie Comics. I can't talk about all of it or very much or what I know. No. But honestly, I do believe my prediction, and this is my personal prediction, I don't think there will be an Archie Comics in 3 years, especially if this show fails. I think the best thing that can happen to Archie Comics is if Disney bought it or Warner Brothers bought it. I think that's, I'd really think that's
what about the digest and the grocery stores?
Well, it's all reprint material, right? Like, they're not putting in new material. Well, they say there's one new story per digest. You know, there
three
was
three pages or something.
Yeah, there was a Ginger Lopez story that was written a little while ago. And do you think and I'm a big Ginger Lopez fan. I couldn't find that digest anywhere. Like, I actually went out to the stores looking for it. None of the comic stores carry Archie digests. But I went to Walmart's, I went to Sobeys, looking for that digest. The only way I can... You know what? If you guys are in Niagara Falls, maybe I'll write Dan Parent. He wrote and drew the story. Say, I can't find this book. Maybe if my buddies go,
can you blast me some photocopies
or something? You know what I mean? Can you bring a copy and you know my buddies can pick it up or do a trade? I got a record for Dan that I got to give him.
Was it just one issue or did it?
Yeah,
run
it was
through?
Just one issue, one digest. I have a record I bought for Dan.
Yeah, it's just like an 8-page story in the digest.
Yeah, yeah, but I couldn't find the digest anywhere. Right, like that particular digest. It's
right.
It's kind of bullshit. I've just noticed that I've started talking about Archie and everybody got on their phones.
That's because you're all cursy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got cursy. Some for you, Chris. Hold on. Okay, that's not working. I got to queue it up.
I don't even know what you were doing.
They basically announced Kevin Feige, and it's pronounced Feige.
Oh my God, why are we still talking about this?
Because we're trying to distract you so you stop cursing on the radio.
Well, yes, I wasn't cursing on the radio.
Yeah, you were.
I'm sorry.
But anyways.
I didn't even notice. Sorry, Dan.
CRTC.
Okay.
Anyways, back to comics. So,
back to comics.
What's coming out? What came out this week that we're excited about?
I haven't seen. I haven't been in the comic store in about 3 weeks.
Wrong answer. Micronauts 2.
Oh, okay.
Micronauts Sorry. 2 came Micronauts. Out.
How was it?
I don't know. I haven't read it. But Micronauts 1 was brilliant.
Was it?
I personally liked it a lot. Much better than the ROM, which we were also anticipating. Free Comic Book Day ROM, but it wasn't.
It wasn't great.
Great, but the Micronauts was awesome.
Yeah. Are you still buying the ROM book when it comes out?
More than likely, yeah. Give it a try.
I got it on my list.
2 looks good.
Yeah.
All I had a chance to pick up was part 7 of that Superman story at Grey Guardian today, and they had a copy of...
They had comics at Grey Guardian?
Yeah. It's a lot
what's
of
going
renovations
on? What,
going
what's
on.
Going on at Grey Guardian?
They're getting some comics in.
Okay.
Not a lot.
So what's the dealio?
Well, I mean, the biggest dealio is that they're renovating.
Okay.
Like every week I go in there and more of the store is gone. So, but, you know.
Is there a place in Peterborough today where people can get new comics?
I mean, you can get them at Grey Guardian, but it's more of, we got some comics, we have to give them to the people who asked for them first, and here's what's left. So that's what they're doing right now while they get organized and get things figured out.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was able to grab a copy of that that new Johnny Quest.
Oh, Future Quest. That
Future
looks,
Quest.
How was that?
I haven't read it yet,
okay.
But I did buy it. I wasn't going
looks
to,
like a lot
but
of fun.
It was there. So
I'm just queuing something up here. Hold on.
But
oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Coming.
I am wrong. You were right. Let's leave it at that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pandemonium in the studio.
Well, wow. Maybe the announcer got it wrong.
I haven't been to the comic store now in about 3 weeks. I won't be able to go again until the 29th of this month. I actually had to have written Steve to tell him, yes, there is a big stack of comics for me there. I will be there on April 29th.
Eight?
So April, May, June, May. We're in
May.
May 29th, yeah. And I'm really looking forward to May 29th where I can go get my giant stack of comics. I haven't read Discipline number 3 yet. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens next.
Rebirth number 1 comes out that week.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great reason
next
to
week.
Go.
Yeah.
You know what I've really gotten into? Can I tell you what I've been doing? Well, you know, I do read online comics, as you guys know. And I have gotten completely addicted to Greg Evans's comic strip, Luann.
Who?
Luann. It's the comic's been out for 30 years, but I've never really read it before. She, I guess she's a college student now, and she just broke up with her boyfriend, Quill, and she went on a wonderful trip to New York. It was great. So I've been reading Luann by Greg Evans.
I feel like that contains no Skrull, no interdimensional parademons.
No.
No. No, it's Luann. She's
why don't you just read the Louis Riel autobiography?
I own that. It's a great book. Chester Brown. Chester Brown is a Canadian. You know how many awards that book won?
You know how many awards I've won?
Have you actually read?
You know how many awards I've won? I've got at least 16 participation awards.
Amazing, amazing comic writer. Have you ever read a Chester Brown book?
Yes.
Which one?
The Louis Riel one.
Did you? And you didn't like it?
No, it was dry history. Oh God, there was no parademons. Good. There were no aliens.
The art is just beautiful.
Let's move on.
Anyways.
How's your classics illustrated collection?
Yeah, anyways. But the interesting thing, so I wanted to get in touch with Greg Evans, and I couldn't find a way to get in touch with him, but then I was doing some searching. And actually found his what city he was in, did some more research, and I got his phone number now. And I'm really scared to call him. You know, I kind of want to call him and say, hey, is this Greg Evans, the cartoonist? Oh, man, I really love Luann. I love it so much. Thank you for giving me something every day to read to make me really happy. It's the first thing I do when I wake up.
So how did you get his phone number?
I'm not telling how I got it, because I don't want our listeners to get Greg Evans'
I mean, if he gave you the number.
No, he doesn't even know that I'm looking for. I do this all the time. You know,
it's called the white pages. It's not hard.
Yeah. I have Paul Orndorff's, the wrestler's, phone number right now. I'm really scared to call him, too.
Who?
Paul Orndorff.
Who?
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Who?
Okay, anyway.
Shall we talk about our adventure?
Wrestling died with Maple Leaf Wrestling.
Mm. Oh, please.
He was during that era, though.
Anyways, what?
Our adventure last weekend.
I would love to hear about your adventure last weekend. You saw Karen Gillan.
No.
I wish I saw her. She didn't show up till later, but I did find pictures of her afterwards.
Oh, but you didn't actually took. I thought you took.
No, I wish I did.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I wish I did.
Yeah,
I saw Lou Ferrigno.
Everybody's seen Lou Ferrigno. <I know. laughs> Throw the guy $5, he'll be your best friend. God.
Hey, now he's gonna be an honorary police officer of the Niagara Parks Commission.
There you go.
Man. That's that thing about Lou Ferrigno. It's like, well, Lou, hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
He does.
He's like, no, not until you'll give me $5. Really? I can't even talk. Don't even look at me unless you give me $3. You know, it's like, I have never met a celebrity that's so into, like, grabbing more money from you. It's basically him and, like, Peter Mayhew. Like,
oh, I knew. That's all, exactly who I was going to say. I was going to say, if he doesn't mention Peter Mayhew, I will.
That's all. They just want your money so bad. They are such... Oh, my God. But I've met Lou Ferrigno a number of times. I've had to give him $10 every time. But he's very nice once you give him money. But otherwise, he's just like, I don't even want to look at you. Yeah. Oh, wait, you have money? Okay.
So, yeah, Ottawa Comic Con. That's where we went.
Okay. So up at the crack of dawn.
What are we doing tomorrow besides getting up at the crack of dawn again?
Well, that's not that early. At least we're not driving 7.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
What am I missing out on?
Nothing.
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 Anyways.
We can talk about
that later.
Hey, we're going to open my pool.
That's right.
So that's after we do all sorts of fun stuff, like go to CBA and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that I'm actually going to spend time with my family this weekend.
This is the family that doesn't like you, right?
No, these people like me a lot sometimes.
But they're all Republicans.
No, it's not that.
No politics.
Oh, okay.
It's my father's side.
Oh, then, okay.
Great. It's my dad's side.
There you go. The ones that you never talk about, so they must be okay.
No, I like them.
All right.
All right.
Just in case they're listening.
No, I do. That's why I'm going. Jeez.
Anyways,
I could have opted out.
Ottawa Comic Con, Mr. Distraction.
Drive. We leave? 6, just after 6 a.m.?
Yeah, something like that.
Stopped for breakfast, got there around 9:30-ish.
Yeah.
Of course.
Parked in a farm field.
On
the Army base.
On the Army base, but it was kind of a farm field, basically. Martin, of course, had his deluxe pass, so he went, see you later, and went in, and Dan and I got in line.
Yeah. But they're, like, giving me grief over this VIP pass that I have, right? And they're like, oh, you got a VIP pass, big deal. You get a bag and a T-shirt. Ooh.
You got a bag and a T-shirt?
Yeah.
What?
And a lanyard.
And a
print and all this stuff. Anyways, so we get there, right? There's this big bar mitzvah tent, big wedding tent out front. Yeah. Full of people.
Full of people.
So we're walking and the guy starts going, oh, you guys are going the wrong way. You go that way. And he's pointing to this tent.
Yeah.
And I went, where's the VIP entrance? He goes, See that really lovely lady there in the doorway all by herself with no line?
Yeah.
Go see her. I'm like, thank you.
See you later.
See you guys. Well, I walked in. They gave me my free lanyard, my t-shirt, blah, blah, blah. Went and got my other stuff. Hey, Chris, I know where this is. I know where that is. I've already looked in this bin. What are you guys doing?
Shut up. It only took about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that
bad. You guys
bad.
Had a good time?
Oh. Yeah, it was all right.
Fun.
How's Dan doing? I haven't seen him in like ages.
He was good.
He's good, yeah.
He's good. He had a good time.
Dan gets a bit edgy when he's hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
You know those Hangry commercials with the Snickers?
Yeah.
Next time I go anywhere, I'm going to carry like this Wookiee bandolier full of Snickers bars. Because when his blood sugar gets a little low, man gets cranky.
I remember that one time he went, when we went for the Greek food. Wasn't he getting kind of hungry at one point?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And it's not like we get distracted easily.
No, not at all.
Okay, we're going to get something to eat, then we're going to this comic shop. Okay, we cross the street, the comic shop's right there. I'm like, well, it's 3 feet closer. Let's go to the shop first. Dan's like, we're going to the shop. 2 hours later, he finds this bargain bin of $1.90s comics. I'm like, oh, League of Champions, Fish Police, this is the greatest. So we're going through these 7 or 8 long boxes. Dan's in the corner. Going, how you doing, Dan?
Yeah, so we hit up a couple. I mean, the convention was good. It's a long drive to go up and back in the same
day. Who'd you guys talk to?
Oh, we saw your buddies, Dan.
Did you go talk to him?
Yep. Yeah, got Dan and Fernando signed. They had a Ottawa Comic Con Die Kitty Die.
Mm-hmm.
11x17 print that was in the VIP bag for free.
Okay.
So I got them to sign that.
Great.
Had a little conversation. Chad's like, hey, remember us? We went to Mother's Pizzeria together. Oh, yeah, I remember you. Not really.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I bet you'd remember
not
me.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, we name dropped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he talked about like the cameo and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Across the hall from him was Mark Shanebloom.
Okay, cool.
So I showed him that Northgard print. Mm-hmm. That cover that we found,
you like that?
He went nuts. He was like, "Oh my goodness! You gotta send me a scan. Maybe we'll use it in the chapter house stuff." So we'll get that sent off to him, and then right across again from him was Mike Grell.
Wow, Mike Grell was there.
I
didn't know Mike Grell was there.
Yeah, near
did
die.
You go talk to him.
Now he had all these prints, right? So I found this really cool Green Arrow print, and I paid the $20 or $30, and he's gonna sign it. So the handler puts it in front of Mike Grell. I'm like, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yeah.
Silence. Absolute silence. Wow. He's still doodling in his little doodle pad.
Oh, yeah, he was sketching.
Silence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so, Chris, you hungry? Want to get some lunch?
He looked up eventually.
A good minute and a half. He looks up. Well, hello there. Hi. Sign my gosh darn print you made me stand here for. So, and of course, as he's signing, I'm like, oh, Mr. Grell, big fan. I bought your stuff all the time. He goes, thanks for the food.
Yeah, thanks for the food.
Thanks for the food.
I'm assuming the food I bought, he got paid by DC for all the books I bought, I guess.
Yeah.
But, so it was kind of chilly, cold.
Yeah. Now, it reminds me a lot of the time I met Garth Ennis.
Yeah.
I remember Garth Ennis. I was so excited 1 year. I have bought Ennis's books for years. I'm a huge fan. And one time he came to Toronto, Fan Expo, and I was so excited to meet Garth Ennis. I was like, oh my God, how long is that line going to be? Am I going to get a chance to talk to him? Oh my God, Garth Ennis. Well, I'm walking to Fan Expo, and there's a table, and Garth Ennis is sitting there all alone. Nobody's talking to him. He's just sitting there. And I go, oh my God, it's Garth Ennis. I walk up, hey, Garth Ennis, oh my God, it's so great to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really like your books, Garth Ennis. Thanks.
Yeah. I'd rather be anywhere.
And
but
he's
here.
Not looking you in the eye. And he's just kind of looking at the table. Well, you signed my book, and he signs my book, and he gives it back to me. And I'm thinking, oh, well, I understand why nobody's here, because he won't talk to me. But then, if you know anything about Ennis, that's what you would expect from him.
That's exactly how Gillian Anderson talk to me.
That's how she talked to me.
It was very disappointing.
Have I ever told you?
Actually, she didn't say anything to me.
No, she didn't even look at me.
No.
Did I tell you my
Julie? I waited 3 hours and $80 for.
Take a look. I know. She did take a look at me after I said something really horrible. I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I did hear that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also ran into Andrew Thomas from Auric.
Yep. Oh yeah, cool.
So
man.
Had a conversation with him. Shoot the poop.
Yeah. Did you guys with Richie Cumley there?
No, I didn't see Richard there. Chris fell in love.
That's right.
Ooh, wow.
He bought a French comic book about cats for $30.
Yeah.
Really?
No, no.
Oh, okay. She was there.
There no.
was.
There's two young ladies selling prints based on a comic book that they're thinking of kickstarting. And actually, the art was fantastic. Yeah. Like, it really looks fun.
Yeah.
So he was a little smitten there. And,
oh, stop it.
Oh, stop it.
Stop
it. Hi.
Tito, stop teasing.
I know. It's not like my lemon loaf.
There you go. That's one thing that we did notice quite a bit, though, is everybody was talking about Kickstarter. There's quite a few. There was very few people in Artist Alley that actually had product there.
Oh, really?
The one that I did pick up that I was going to talk about next show after I finished reading it, but it's called Zomkeys. It's about zombie monkeys. And it's produced by some guys up there, and
that's awesome.
And it's a slick comic. Like it's a nice comic book. Like this is as good as anything fit. Like from a production value.
Near the front.
No, just a couple of stalls down from your
Did
lady
you get their
friend.
Contact info.
Oh. Yeah, I got their contact info, and I want to read
phone.
The.
We gotta get those.
Yeah,
guys on the
I just
phone.
Haven't had a chance. Yeah. I did put it into the CLZ database, but I didn't get a chance to actually fully read it yet. So I want to read that before I intro them. But that was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Well,
what
lads,
funny idea.
We got about 3 minutes here, right. two
We've
and a half minutes.
About so much tonight. What a wacky, you know, everything from the Feige guy and
Feige, Kevin
and
Feige,
you know, Riverdale,
Feige.
My love for Luann. And,
there you go,
you know,
Chris's
been,
crush.
Yeah, we've
stop.
Gotten so
oh,
stop.
Much. My
we've
wife listens to this.
Stop, Dino, stop teasing.
We've gotten so much out. It's been such a fun thing, guys, and I probably won't see you again till next Friday.
There you go.
God,
well, you won't see us tomorrow as we go to Comic Book Addiction.
I hate my life.
In the Curtis Flea Market.
I hate my life.
And Worlds Collide.
All right. Well.
And Comic Alley Toys.
Tell everybody I said
and
hi.
And GNU Books.
Tell everybody I said GNU Books. I don't need to go there.
No, wait, man. We're gonna tell everybody that you said, "Oh, I'm never coming here again."
No, tell them I said hi, and I'll be at their store on April 29th.
All right, guys. Well, as always, you've been listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show. Broadcasted through facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFFMFFFM. Wow, that's a lot of Fs. In Peterborough, Canada.
Those are the only Fs you can say.
We will see you guys next Friday, 8 o'clock. As always, check the website, heykidscomics.ca, and the Facebook page. All the info is there. See you later.
Later.